Now, let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace. Chip Nellinger is here this morning. He's at Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton. Good morning to you, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about the marketplace, the overnight, and what changed to move the market from higher the first couple of days to lower on this Wednesday morning.
Well, all eyes on the outside markets, particularly the stock market, and that was really the big change. Still problems in China with their stock market, our stock market reacting. So right now you have the Dow Jones roughly 370 points lower. That is the big change. Corn really kind of acting like a champ through this whole deal of outside markets, but beans getting hit a little bit, wheat drug lower, and I think that's the main culprit. On the cattle side of the equation, too, is all eyes on the stock market right now.
So we have both crude oil making new lows again today, and the stock market is down sharply. How long will the grains and oil seeds continue to follow this? I thought they might have disconnected just a bit from them, but apparently the pressure is still on.
Yeah, the good news is that as far as the grains go, funds already have a pretty hefty short position, particularly in corn and wheat, a little bit lesser extent in the beans. So, you know, they've already placed their bets on the short side in the grain markets. They may not have much more fuel or firepower to add to those shorts right now. So I guess that's the silver lining of this whole deal. Hopefully, now we are getting to a pretty critical point, at least on a chart perspective, in the stock market. So getting to be a little bit scary if you get much under where we're at right now, kind of opens the door up to a whole nother leg lower. So let's hope we have one of those late day miraculous recoveries and close well off the lows in the stock market. And if so, I think that could take a lot of pressure off our commodity markets.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of those chart numbers. Start with corn and soybeans, I think, trading range. And I'll be really broad, but $3.50 to $4 for corn. Soybeans, $8.50 to $9, roughly speaking. Those are wider, I know, than either actually really are. How about for the stock market? What's the number that we're looking for that you're worried about?
Well, the S&P, which is kind of the broad stock market, 500 of the top companies there, that's pretty critical. We're actually right on the level. We're trading about 1821, 21 and a half. If we get much under 1820, particularly on a closing basis, kind of opens the door up for a whole nother leg lower here. As far as the Dow Jones, that's only 30 stocks, remember, so a little bit of a more of a narrow, a gauge there. We're still right on that level, 15,500, pretty critical here. So I think we're into an area here that it's getting a little bit scary. So expect anything, though, because the stock market, Federal Reserve, the whole world's watching it here. And, although it's a little bit scary, there's still some bottom pickers out there, people waiting to place money into the stock market. So it's going to be a definite wild ride here for the next few days. And I'm not so sure that the next 3 or 4 hours in the stock market isn't going to be something that is pretty volatile and chop around in a big range here.
Is it your sense that the world's economies are in that much trouble, or is it simply that the price of crude oil has tumbled so far because the available supply, which has, it just continues to expand?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. I think, number one, the stock markets in general, ours and the rest of the world, got a little overdone to the top side. I mean, it's been a multi-year bull run, so we got a little bit overheated. And then you have crude oil and the deflation we've seen there. There's still problems from the debt side there and energy companies. So that's a big problem, that the Chinese economy, they released some information the other day that only growing at 6.8%. So, yeah, that's way down. But keep that in perspective when, we're looking here domestically at, 2% maybe. The Chinese stock market is still growing 6.8%. That's a phenomenal number. So in the big scheme of things, I don't think it's a disaster out there. But the stock markets here and across the world have been a little bit overdone to the upside. With the crude oil issue here, that's been, just kind of icing on the to cause some selling pressure here the last few weeks.
Okay, and I want to move to a different, because you said the next 3 to 4 hours may make the big difference. Are you concerned that black box trade will trigger things more sharply than should be the case if there were maybe, and I guess that depends. Is a black box cooler headed than the floor? And do you have concerns about the electronic trading beginning to trip and a market plummet that could spiral very quickly? And are there enough safeguards in place to keep that from happening, do you suppose?
Well, I'm more concerned on the financial side more so than the grain side.
Oh, and that's what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, there are safeguards there. There's circuit breakers. There's, limits where we take half hour breathers. So there are some safeguards there, but that has been one of the, negatives or knocks on the stock market is so much of the trade is black box and huge volume that it can create imbalances in the short run. So, I think there is some concern about that. And that's why the next 2-3 hours here is going to be pretty important in the stock market. It is important, and it is a little scary out there because this is a big drop. It's not like we're towards the top. We've already had a pretty healthy correction off the highs in the stock market and at a key area. So, there could be some emotions running high, let's put it that way. And then when you get the black box computers, putting orders in rapidly and pushing things, that only increases the emotion. So it's going to be a wild ride here the next 3-4 hours.
It's about staying calm and staying put is my guess.
Yeah, the good news is the grain markets, to a certain extent, the stock market, there is some correlation here. But the commodity markets, particularly the grains, they're going to trade on their own. And I think it's a great sign that wheat sitting here roughly unchanged near the highs of the day, corn up a half a cent. Yeah, beans are down a little bit here, but so far the grains seem to just kind of be taking it all in stride. So hopefully there's not a huge amount of spillover into our commodity markets here.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward now, really, to talking to you again this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock during the closing market report. Hey, thanks so much this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Don.
That, of course, Chip Nellinger, he's with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing out of Morton, Illinois, joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report on Illinois Public Media. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It will be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. The numbers in Chicago are currently trading corn futures up a half at 368 and a quarter for the March. December at 390 and a quarter, three quarters higher. March beans are down 8 and a quarter at 875 and a quarter. Next year's November at 882 and three quarters, 5 and three quarters lower. July wheat down a penny for the soft red at 484, the hard red at 491 and a half, and the July down a penny. Live cattle futures in Chicago at 127.60 are down a buck 70. The feeders are off 235, and lean hogs are down 17 and a half cents. Crude oil for the day is down $1.29 at $27.17 a barrel. The price of gasoline is at a buck 2 and a tenth. That's a half of a cent lower. The Dow is down 369 points at 15,547. And the S&P at 1825.25 is down 48 even. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.